dilapidated infrastructure, lack of machinery and drugs, brain drain, inhibitive cost and strikes by medical personnel are some of the challenges bedeviling the health sector. Harare resident Notando Nyon says lack of access to health care has dented Zimbabwe's black majority rule. She blames the ZANU-PF government for failing to maintain even the health infrastructure left by the colonial regime.
But, at the same time, we can give credit on the manner in which Zimbabwe managed to deal with HIV, of which we are told that the prevalence rate has actually declined and less and less people are getting infected with HIV. But then the danger is that what we've been noticing is that HIV treatment is being funded by the outside world, the Western countries. And our worry is that if that aid stops coming in, then who is going to fund, because there's no money in the fiscus?
Echitungwiza resident Delight Pambirei says it is worrying that the country's leadership is usually seeking medical attention outside Zimbabwe when the health delivery system is failing back home.
We have seen serious decline in the health system. Apparently, we inherited a very good and robust health network or health system, but because of failure to maintain these systems, we have seen this decline. Why am I saying this? You find we have situations where people, the ordinary person, cannot afford health services. We've got pregnant mothers or mothers who have given birth who end up getting detained for failure to pay for maternity fees.
A health expert, Muchanesa Mukamuri, says while there are a few positives, it is a sad reality that the health system has been compromised.
We appreciate the effort that the government has done so far, considering that HIV hit the country at its highest in the mid-90s and early 20s. By also availing medication for people and decentralizing art to the grassroots. But a lot still needs to be done. Because if you visit our health institutions today, you will see that there is nothing has been done in terms of maintaining even the buildings themselves. There are also certain diagnostic machines, such as the gene expert machines, and so forth, that continuously break down and do not receive due attention.
Economist Tapuama Shakada, who is also a member of parliament for Hatfield constituency, blames the ruling ZANU-PF for the failing health sector. Director in the HIV and AIDS and TB unit in the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Dr. Owen Mugurungi, agrees that all is not well in the health sector. Mugurungi says lack of resources is devastating the sector, adding that as long as there are no resources, the health system will continue to deteriorate. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.